Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
When traveling across North Dakota and looking out at the rangeland, some people see just a bunch of grass. But it's much more than that. An important step in understanding the ecology of our rangelands is to have a working knowledge of what range ecologists call ecological sites and their associated ecological site descriptions. As defined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service, or NRCS, an ecological site is, and I quote, "a distinctive kind of land with specific characteristics that differs from other kinds of land in its ability to produce a distinctive kind and amount of vegetation," unquote. Even if the casual observer cannot identify the plants, with a little closer look at the landscape, they'll notice that there are areas of distinct colors, tones, and textures. Those differences reflect a variety of plant communities and their productivity due to differences in soils, landscape position, and other factors. These differences are indications of different ecological sites. North Dakota has many ecological sites. Their names are often indicative of the soils of the site, such as sandy, clay pan, or loamy. The name may also indicate a topography, such as choppy sands, saline lowland, or steep-sided wooded draw. Because different ecological sites support different plant communities and production differs, they're a major factor in determining grazing capacity and wildlife habitat suitability. For example, a pasture dominated by shallow gravel ecological sites has a very different grazing capacity than one dominated by wet meadow. And wildlife species often prefer the habitat provided by certain ecological sites. Each ecological site has a described historic climax community, but other communities may occupy the site. For example, a long history of overgrazing or long-term no use can result in big changes to plant community composition, diversity, and production. Knowing the ecological sites and the plant communities present can help ranchers and natural resource managers better select management techniques to maintain a particular community or perhaps change it to a more desirable community. So as you travel about, take a closer look at the rangeland landscape. Knowledge of ecological sites is helping ranchers and natural resource managers better manage the rangeland. I've put links to more information on ecological sites along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.